朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我刚才讲过了，我婚姻的前二十多年，我非常满意于我各方面的角色。
As I mentioned, the first 20 years of my marriage, I was very satisfied with the roles that I played.
最近这么多年，当自己面对的压力被神显明的情形越来越多的时候，才发现啊，主耶稣真的需要你这个救主。
And then in the recent years, as I encountered more and more pressure and challenges and more of myself is being exposed, then I realize how much I need the Savior.
当你需要碰到舍己的时候，你才发现，哎呀，我这个人这么爱自己。
As we need to lay down ourselves, then we realize how much we love ourselves.
像我跟于师母，我自己就觉得，我自己原来已经觉得我很有爱了，很舍己了哈。
I used to think that I was very sacrificial, and then I had a lot of love.
等到真正碰到代价、碰到困难的时候，我才知道，他仍然继续舍己，但是我却跟不上去了。
But then as we encounter challenges and difficulties, then I see my wife continue to lay down herself, but I could not do that.
一个很明显的例子就是孩子做错事的时候。
A very obvious example is when our children make mistakes.
或是在教会里面发现有破口漏洞，同工们没有好好做，或是同工们做错事的时候。
Or when we discover our coworkers make mistakes at church.
你就发现我们为了保什么？保全关系好，其实是保留面子，不要去伤到别人。
So sometimes we, in order to preserve the relationship and then not to harm people,
我们就不够 care enough to confront.
So we dare not to confront. We dare not to care enough to confront.
我们的爱不够。
Because our love was not enough.
我们的自爱太多。
Our self-love is too much.
所以我们不敢直接去面对这个困难需要解决的东西。所以当神家碰到困难、碰到需要，或是东西有限的时候，那我就发现，哎呀，很多的时候我们里面就有保留了。
So when there's the challenges, the trials, difficulties at church, then I realize there's a lot of reservation within us.
所以我觉得我们弟兄们哈，要在姊妹们身上要能够赢得他们对我们的爱，赢得他们对我们的顺服和敬重。
So brothers, we ought to earn.Our wife's submission and honoring respect.
我们不要光只是坚持神给我们弟兄们的地位。
Please do not just insist on this position that God has given us.
虽然我刚才已经一再强调了哈，手电筒要能够亮，第一个次序要对，第二个里面要有电，要有爱。
Even though I emphasize that in order for the flashlight to turn on.The battery has to be put in the right order and has to be fully charged.
姊妹们，你就是得顺服丈夫。
So sisters, you just have to submit to your husband.
但是我希望弟兄们不是从这个角度去要求姊妹。
But brothers, I hope that you will not require your wife from this standpoint.
圣经上讲到，所有的权柄是为了造就人。
Because according to the scripture, all authorities were given to edify.
神家的权柄是在生命和爱的这个范围里面来应用的。
Because all the authorities in God's house will be exercised under love and life.
当你离开生命的范围，你离开了爱，而你要弄权的时候，你这个时候你是狼头，是斧头。
Apart from the realm of love and life, and when you exercise your authority, actually, it will bring about harm.
你是等于强迫孩子听你的，强迫妻子顺服你。
Then you will just coerce your wives and your children to obey you.
但是主耶稣从来不是用这种方法来赢得他的 lordship。
But then the Lord never wins His lordship that way.
他是让我们心甘乐意的，一人记得这个，他的爱激励我们，让我们这些活着的不再为自己活，愿意替那位为我们死而复活的主活。
The way the Lord Jesus does is that His love compels us so that we are willing to love Him and live for Him.
所以我们现在就来回答我刚才的第一个问题。
So let me answer the first question.
当你的妻子就是不可爱啊。
What if your wife is just not lovable?
当你的妻子就是不顺服的时候
，and she's not submissive at all.
你要怎么办
？So what can you do?
不是每一个太太都像彼得前书，不是每一个太太都像于师母的教授的太太。
Because not every wife is like. Because not every wife is like what's described in 1 Peter 3, and not every wife is like the wife of that.
让你觉得爱太太是很容易的事情。
So that for the professor, it's very easy to love his wife.
那你要怎么办？
Then what do you do?
我跟你讲，无路可走。
There's no way.
如果你要走出一条路，那真的就是死路一条。
If you want to have a way out, then the only way is the way of death.
这个路是最智慧的路，是最积极的路。
And that is the most wise and most active way.
就是效法基督舍己的爱。
It's to learn from Christ.
所以弟兄们，我们第一件事情，你要解决这个问题的时候，你必须要在主的面前先接受我刚刚一再开始要强调的，这是 God's design, 这是神的旨意。
So brothers, in order to get a resolution, first we have to accept God's design.
就是家的责任在弟兄身上。
That family's responsibility lies on the brothers.
我们长久的观念，一个错误的观念，就是姊妹们要把家弄得很温暖、很甜蜜，让男人愿意回家。
So our traditional thinking is that wives are responsible to make the family very cozy and warm, so that brothers are willing to go back home.
有这样子观念的，请举手，不要不好意思。
Please raise your hand if you were raised with such a concept.
我们只有一个真以色列人，是吧
？There's only one truthful person.
你不觉得我们中国人的观念就是这个样子吗
？Because that's our Chinese traditional thinking.
太太要相夫教子，把家弄得很温馨、很甜蜜。丈夫累了就想到我要回家，这是温暖的家，我想回家。
So it's wives. We used to think that it's wife's responsibility to make this home very cozy and warm, so that husbands are willing to come home when he's tired.
如果家不温暖，我就不回家，我就加班。
If the family is not warm, then I'm not gonna go home. I will just work.Overtime.
啊，对不起哈 ，overtime 的弟兄，我不是故意给你找麻烦。
So, apologies to brothers who work overtime. I didn't mean to.
真的真的，对不起啊，姊妹们，不要拿我的话去管你弟兄。
So please do not quote me when you.、
但是其实这是完全跟圣经背道而驰的。
But actually, this traditional thinking is.Goes against the Bible.
是弟兄要把家弄得甜蜜，弄得合神心意，弄得充满爱。
So actually, it's the brother's responsibility to make this family sweet and warm and full of love.
如果今天教会要变得可爱，基督才来的话，我们聚会里面没有神的同在的。
Because today, if it's our responsibility to make our church lovable so that Christ will come, then we will never experience God's presence.
对不对？有这么多人夸我们 SVCA。但是你觉得我们配得这位荣耀的神那么受吸引来我们中间吗
？Yes, many people have praised SVCA, but do you really think that we're so lovable that we're worthy for this wonderful God to come?
你觉得我这个人这么配得，我什么时候亲近他，他就巴不得来亲近我吗
？Do you think we're so worthy that whenever we come near him, that he will draw near to us?
所以弟兄们，家好坏的责任是在我们弟兄们身上。
Brothers.Therefore, accept it. It's brother's responsibility to make a home nice.
我想所有的弟兄，我们一起不逃避我们的责任，不逃避神的设计，不逃避神就是这样子的命定。
Therefore, brothers, let's all learn together and never run away from this design and this ordained order.
但是我相信我们的妻子都不是这么可怕的。
And on the other hand, I believe our wives are not all that terrible.
需要逼得你天天以死相对。
That you have to deal with it every day through death.
我早就说过，女人其实是最傻的。
I've said that before, that women are actually very foolish.
你只要爱她一点，她死心塌地的爱你。
That only just love her a little bit, and she will return with much more.
同样的，如果是在爱的事情上你伤到她的话，那对她的伤害就是最大的。
But yet, in the same way, if you hurt her in the respect of love, then you hurt her a lot.
你薪水不如别人，开的车比别人烂，然后轮胎常常没气，这些都不是最重要的事情。
It's not all that important to wives. If your salaries are low and then your car is a junky car that always get flat tires.
但是她 care 的就是你是不是真的爱她。
But what she really cares is you really love her.
就算你有一个上礼拜陈弟兄说的那样子的恶婆恶妇。
Okay, for brothers, even if you have a very, very mean wives, like what Brother Chen mentioned last week.
他上礼拜说，这个先生得罪他，太太就在枕头底下放把刀啊，让吓得先生不敢睡觉，跪在地上求饶。我是为了年轻人。
For the English congregation, last week, well, Brother Chen talked about testimony that there was a husband-wife that they had a conflict. So that night, the wife went to bed with a knife under the pillow. So that the husband was so scared that in the middle of the night, he had to get up the bed and then kneel down to apologize to his wife so that he could sleep with peace.
我没有要你讲那么长，但是但是只有神可以改变我们。
But only God can change us.
当神改变之后，那个弟兄讲了一句话，我真的很心疼他。他说：“我终于尝到做丈夫的滋味了。”
So after God changed the wife, then husband says something that really touches my heart. Is that finally I get to taste what is being like a husband.
弟兄姊妹，希望这句话也在我们每一个家中出来。我终于尝到做太太的滋味了。我终于尝到做丈夫的滋味了。我终于尝到做父亲的滋味了。我终于尝到做母亲的滋味。我们肯不肯把自己摆进来
？Are we willing to lay down ourselves so that many of us can finally say that now I know what's like to be a husband, a wife, a mother, or father？
我们回到圣经，回到起初。
Let's go back to the Bible and go back to the beginning。
然后，同样的，再更进一步，我们除了认识神命定的旨意，你 no other way， 真的 no other way。
Besides knowing God's ordained order and design, there's no other way.
我们必须舍己，让基督来替代我们。
We have to lay down ourselves so that Christ can live for us.
所以，当妻子在这里要求我们
，So when wives request us，
或是她在责备我们
，Or when they're rebuking us，
甚至骂我们
，Or even scolding us，
我是很诚心的说哈，我自己参加过一些聚会里面，牧者。讲员都劝说神造姊妹帮助我们常常让我们弟兄们看到一些我们自己没看到的点。
As I mentioned to you, oftentimes when I join marriage seminars, the pastors will say that God has given us wives so that they can expose the things that we cannot see.
因为我们弟兄们太注重理性，然后我们太骄傲自信，所以我们常常很多地方忽略了。
Because brothers are so logical and confident that we often neglect some things.
再加上我们比较容易自私，对不起，这是我自己觉得我的男人，我不知道你们怎么样。所以我们很多的地方看的呢，就不够对。
And also because of pride and oftentimes we're more selfish that we tend to neglect something.
所以当姊妹在这里要求我们责备我们的时候，请你从神的手中接过来。
So whenever wives request or even rebuking, please accept it from the hands of God.
如果你都是直接从他身上接过来，你里面会累积很多的不服不满，甚至说你也没好到哪里去，或是你明明是在血气跟我讲。
Because if we only accept it and take it from the flesh, then we might accumulate bitterness because we think you are doing it in the flesh and you're not much better than me.
所以我们比较不容易心平气和，或是真正很属灵的来听他甚至在咒骂中对我们所传的信息。
Therefore, it's very hard for us to calmly listen to the message while she's scolding.
我插出去奉劝姊妹们，最好不要用这种方法就是了。
Then at the same time, I want to exhort sisters, please do not use this way to correct your husbands.
因为你的弟兄也不是都像大卫那么属灵。
Because your husbands are not all like King David.
他能够把示每的咒骂当作神来责备他。
That he was able to take a scoldings of Shimei.
所以，但是我劝弟兄，我今天是在讲弟兄，我自己去劝弟兄们。
So today, because the message is focusing on the brothers, therefore I want to exhort brothers.
多时候对我们说话。真的是透过我们的姊妹。
Oftentimes the Lord speaks to us through our wives.
那你不服气，或是他讲错了，你不需要去争辩，你从神手中接过。
If she did not say it 100% correct, but please accept it from the Lord's hands.
如果真的是神对我们说，我们真的在主面前谦卑的来接受他。
If it's really from the Lord, let's humbly accept it.
那如果他是不合理，真的不合理。
If she's truly unreasonable,
不光你主观认为他不合理，他客观也真的不合理。
Not only subjectively you think it's unreasonable, objectively she was unreasonable.
那我们就用加拉太书二章二十节，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督来接受哈。
Then let's follow Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. It is no longer I, but Christ that lives.
因为耶稣被骂不还口，对不对？
Because
这个别人误会他，从来不解释的。
Because the Lord never reviled when he was reviled. He never explained when he was misunderstood.
他甚至为着我们所犯的罪，他明明无罪，他为我们担罪。
He was sinless, but yet he was willing to carry our sins.
对不对？他把我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上，明明他没有罪。
He was sinless, but yet he was willing to bear our sins.
所以在家里面发生冲突，发生争执。
So whenever there's a conflict in the family,
应该弟兄先道歉还是姊妹先去道歉？
So who should apologize first, husband or wife?
我不要讲道歉，好了，道歉是承认错，谁先去和解这件事？
So who should take the action to make peace?
都不讲了，谁？如果是效法基督的话，当然是弟兄。
If we want to imitate Christ, of course it's the husbands.
啊，我。对不对 我自己从前跟你们也讲过这个于师母在大学的时候她不道歉的
So as I mentioned to you Pastor Nancy never apologized when she was in college
一直到毕业旅行神直接管教过她一次以后她学会她也会跟我道歉
Until after graduation the Lord disciplined her then she learned to apologize to me
但是在那一段不道歉的连日里面我受尽煎熬
But during those years that she never apologized I suffered so much
我不能明白
I could not understand.
所以有一次我就直接跟他讲，我说我们男人是讲理的，不像你们女人是不讲理的。
So once I confronted her, say, "We men, we care about reasons and logic, unlike you women."
我错，我就一定道歉。
I would apologize if I was wrong.
那我不错，为什么要道歉
？Why would I have to apologize if I was not wrong?
那时候他讲了一句话，他说道歉是男人的风度。
To apologize is a chauvinistic act.
它跟对错无关的。
Has nothing to do right or wrong.
啊，所以那是我学的一个 big lesson.
So I learned a big lesson.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天男人先去和解，不见得跟对错有关。
So today, men take the action to reconcile. Has not to do with right or wrong.
这是一个生命的问题，这是一个责任的问题。
It's a matter of life and responsibility.
当 family under attack, 家里面起的冲突，家里面不和的时候
，when your family is under attack, or when there was an argument and conflict,
甚至孩子犯错，妻子不讲理
，or when your children make a mistake and your wives are not reasonable,
这个家要有转机。仍然在弟兄的身上。
For this family to have a turning point, the responsibility is on the wife, on the husband.
因为今天教会跟罪人就是这样子的对待基督，然后他全然爱我们。
Because this is how the church and sinners treat Christ, and yet he still loves us.
你会说，于弟兄，你早跟我讲这个，我就不敢结婚了。
You might, brothers might say, brother you.If you told me this long ago, then I did not to get married.
No, 你试试看，当你真的照主的话去做的时候，神决定祝福。
But no, if you truly follow the Lord's words, He will surely bless you.
一个桀骜不驯，应该是讲丈夫哈，一个桀骜不驯的妻子，决定会在你这样子爱的里面，你会赢得她对你的敬重。
Even a stubborn wife will be.You will be able to win her over through this.
所以我常常说，一个不爱主的妻子，一个不顺服的妻子，其实是丈夫的责任。
So I say, if a wife does not love the Lord, it's actually a husband's responsibility.
怎么会这么多年她还不顺服
？How is it possible that after so many years she's still not submissive?
我常常说，一个结婚三十年的姊妹还不会做菜，这是丈夫的责任。
If a wife after 30 years of marriage still doesn't know how to cook, it's the husband's responsibility.
你为什么让她变成这个样子呢
？How would you let her to be like this?
你为什么不夸奖她做菜呢
？Why didn't you praise her cooking?
你为什么不感谢她为你做过菜呢
？Why don't you appreciate her cooking?
就是因为你可能缺少夸奖，缺少鼓励，所以她就不做了。
Maybe because you never gave appreciation and encouragement, therefore she quit.Cooking.
或是你任凭他懒惰，没有用水借着道来洗净他。
Or you continue to let her be lazy without cleansing her and sanctifying her through the washing of water by the word.
所以这是我底下要讲的第二个，它是一个成全的爱。
Therefore, the second point of my message.
而且它是
such love is a perfecting love.
它是不住成长，而且不住深入的一个爱。
And this love will continue to grow deeper.
它不是只是表面享受那个 romantic， 享受那种感觉、那种气氛的爱啊。
So this is not just a superficial love that only enjoys the romantic atmosphere.
它是一个 commitment.
It's a commitment.
神把它交给我。
Because God has given her to me,
把将来的孩子交给我
and given our children to me.
我做我父亲的，我有责任来成全，来帮助我们成长。
Therefore, being a husband and wife, I have the responsibility to edify them to help them grow.
所以用水借着道把教会洗得洁净，这是一个过程，不是一次就洗完的。
So sanctifying and cleansing her with the washing of water by the word, it's a process. It does not happen.Instantly.
同样要帮助孩子帮助妻子在不成熟里面要成长这是一个 process 这需要更深的爱
So it takes a greater and deeper love and it takes a long process to make your wife and children mature.
所以当我们讲到成全的爱的时候，
so when we talk about edifying and
我们今年主题讲到成全圣徒各尽其职，我特别强调成全不是只是讲到消极的，要把错误纠正叫成全。
When we talk about the theme of this year to equip the saints for the work of ministry, to equip and to edify is not just passively to get rid of the wrongs.
成全更是讲到积极的爱啊。
It's even more positive.
是什么
？What is it？
记不记得？要增加对方属灵的价值，扩大对方蒙福的度量。
To increase the value of their spirituality and then enlarge the capacity of being blessed.
再讲一次哈，什么叫成全
？So what is to be to edify and perfect?
要增加对方属灵的价值。
Is to increase the value of the person's spiritual life.
要扩大对方蒙福的度量。
And increase the capacity of being blessed.
所以基督今天一直在我们身上做这样子的事情。
And that is the work Christ continues to work on us.
让我们从不好、从错误、从狭窄、从属土的变成越来越好。
So he's transforming us from earthly, from being bad, from being small, to continue to become better.
所以身为丈夫、身为父亲，神给我们的托付，他把这个责任是交给我们了。
So the Lord has commissioned fathers and husbands for this.
那你现在就碰到一个我刚才讲的第二个问题。
So now you encounter the second issue.
如果你的妻子各方面都比你好。
What if your wife is in every way better than you?
啊，不光是客观上的，主观上你也觉得她比你好了。
Not only objectively but subjectively, you think she is better than you in every way.
我怎么可能来成全她呢
？How can I ever edify her?
我身上有这么多的毛病，有这么多坏习惯，有这么多败坏的性情，我怎么可能去成全我这么好的妻子呢
？I have so many bad habits and so many weaknesses on me. How can I ever edify my wife?
弟兄姊妹，责任已经托付了。
But brothers and sisters, it has already been commissioned.
今天我们是这样。
Today is like a.
妻子在这。
Wife is like this.
我在这。
And I'm here.
但是你如果放弃的话，一辈子就是这样。
But if you give up, this will stay the same.
你放弃的话，可能会变成这样。
If you give up, it might become like that.
但是当我们照着神的话语来做的时候。
But if we follow the Lord's commands.
我们先来经历主耶稣怎样在我这个败坏的人身上，这样各方面都不如他的人身上，他来改变我。
But today we experience the transformation work of God in me, who is weak and filthy and corrupt.
我第一手经历到他对那个忘恩负义或是一再伤害主的这个人，主的爱怎么样子改变我。
I experience how God loves me, who always sinned against him and hurt him.
主怎样对着一个爱世界、被世界捆绑、在试探面前投降，或是那样子不顺服的人，主怎么改变我。
So God, how God can change me, who loves the world and who always yield to the world.And then how he changes me.
我第一手的经历，我不断的接受他的改变，我才可能有一天这个距离越来越近，越来越近，甚至有一天主把我带过来。
If I continue to experience God's transformation power firsthand, then this I will continue to shorten this distance, and maybe someday I will surpass.
就像你一辈子都赶不上姊妹。
Even if throughout your lifetime, you will never match up.
光我们这份真心跟诚心，你的姊妹会对你心服诚服的。
Even with this truthfulness and sincerity, you will win her.
英国这个接替 Campbell Morgan 的这个 Martin Lloyd Jones 哈，他是一个很爱主的医生。
So Martin Lloyd Jones, successor of Campbell Morgan.
他到外地去讲道的时候
，When he was preaching,
他有时他常常会住到一个弟兄姊妹的家里面。
Whenever he was traveling, he would stay with a brother.
他说他每次住在他家，他就非常感动。
Because every time he lives there, he would be very touched.
他说因为这个姊妹各方面都比他弟兄强。
Because this wife was in every way better than her husband.
不管恩赐能力，不管是地上的成就，这个收入，什么人际关系，各方面都强。
Because in every way, whether her accomplishment in the world, her friends, friendship, relationship skills, every way.
但他跟他们住在一起的时候
，But when he lives with them,
发现这个姊妹就是全然的安静跟顺服她的丈夫。
Then he noticed that this wife is just very humble.And gentle and quiet.
每次碰到家里面需要做决定的时候，他就把所有的事情清清楚楚地分析给他的弟兄听，把他自己的看法告诉弟兄。
Whenever this family needs to make a decision, she will clearly present all the facts and the information and her recommendation to her husband.
讲完以后，他就请他弟兄做决定，他再也都 不过 when 她 trust 她的弟兄
and after that she would ask her husband to make the decision and she would not interfere anymore
她说她非常感动
and he was very touched
这是一个非常明显两个人有差距的人
because these two people just had such a big difference very obviously
姊妹把自己站在门徒的地位上
but yet the wife humbled herself and covered her
而弟兄是一个非常谦卑的人
And this husband was a very humble man.
他也能够谦卑地接受他姊妹给他的一些的提醒跟建议。
And then he was willing to humbly accept recommendations and reminders from his wife.
特别说过，当姊妹们对我们顺服的时候。
Last week, Brother Chen shared that when wives submit to the husband,
这个决定的责任就在我们弟兄们的身上了。
And the responsibility of this decision is on the husband.
我们要为着我们所有做的决定要负责任的。
Then we have to be responsible for all the decisions that we make.
所以弟兄们不容易啊。
So it's not easy.
特别在今天这个时代，我真的觉得弟兄的角色已经被这个时代冲淡了。
Especially in this generation, the role of this.The role for brothers has been diluted.
很多时候我们逃避我们该有的角色跟责任，我们不愿意去做决定，丢给姊妹。
Oftentimes we run away from our roles and responsibility, and we leave the decision-making responsibility to our wives.
等到出事的时候，我们就埋怨，我们就不高兴。
Until something bad happens, then we just complain and we'll not be happy.
我常常想到以前几百年前，或是农业社会，或是这个看到欧洲这种中古的时候啊。
I often think about long ago, maybe in the medieval ages.
你看，也许几百个人或者上百个家，他们移民到一个地方去。
Maybe a few hundred families will migrate to a place together.
男人到了一个地方以后，他们就开始盖房子，对不对
？And then when they migrate to a new place, the men will start building houses.
他们为他们新的村庄 village， 他们筑城墙，为了要保护。
They will build walls for their new built villages to protect.
然后女人在那里帮忙做饭、做菜、照顾。
And women will get together to cook and to take care of the children.
当孩子不顺服的时候，就带到爸爸面前，让爸爸来管。
So whenever children are disobedient, then they will bring the children to the husbands for the father to discipline.
那是一个非常非常男人尽责任的一个 society 一种情形。
That is a society where men will be very responsible.
建造家、保护家、教养孩子，这些责任都在男人身上。
That they will build up their family and protect their children, all the responsibility that they will take.
可是你发现今天这个东西在现今的时代越来越没落，看不到了。
But today we do not see such a scenario in this society.
所以我今天在父亲节讲这件事情，我也希望弟兄们不要怪我。
So today I hope brothers will not blame me for sharing this message on Father's Day.
我一开始我就说我自己都在学习。
Then as I share with you at the beginning, I'm also learning.
第三个说到保养顾惜的爱。
The third love is this love that will cherish and nourish.
圣经上说你像爱身子、爱自己的身子一样。
The Bible says just like you love your body.
这是最直接的一种表达，就是这个爱应该是理所当然的，应该就是这个样子的。
In other words, this love should just be most genuine and natural.
你们年轻孩子都能懂得什么叫保养顾惜身体，对不对
？Young people know exactly what it means to cherish and nourish your own bodies.
我一夸我儿子说你 muscle 多了一点，他都很高兴，都要摸一下的。
Whenever I praise my son, says, "Oh, your muscle are bigger," then he will be very happy.
爱你的身体是自然的事情。
Because it's so natural to love your own body.
可是你发现今天男人很容易把自己 isolate 起来啊。
But today, we find that men easily isolate themselves.
这个一个婚姻专家说 ，isolation 现在是婚姻很严重的一个伤害。
Marriage expert says, isolation now is a very important killer of marriage.
他虽然是头，却跟身体不交通的。
Even though the brother is the head, but yet he does not communicate with his body.
你们有没有任何一个人吃东西只在嘴巴嚼，吃完以后很好吃就吐掉的？
Is there any one of us who just eats the food, enjoy the food, and then spit it out?
除了吃口香糖跟槟榔以外
，besides chewing gums.
但是今天槟榔丈夫、口香糖丈夫有多少
？But then there's so many husbands just like chewing gums.
对，我们不管得着什么、经历什么、体会什么，我们很少跟身体交通的。
Whatever we receive, we benefit. We hardly communicate with our own bodies.
也没有人会说我不喜欢我的身体，要换一个身体。有没有人这样想过
？There's no one says, "Oh, I don't like my body. I want to exchange to someone else."
虽然我们的身体可能软弱多病，或是身材变了不喜欢。
Maybe our body can be weak, and then maybe our figures are bad.
但是它还是你的身体，你只会想要去运动，让它恢复正常，对不对？
It's still your body, and maybe you will do some exercise to restore it.
你不会说主啊，给我换一个。
You will not say, Lord, give me another body.
不可能的。
It's impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你真正保养顾惜，那样很自然的爱自己的身体的时候
，When you naturally cherish and nourish your body,
你会发现你赢得了妻子对我们所有的敬爱。
Then you will notice that you win.All the love and respect from your wife.
哎呀，我真的觉得圣经的话非常的智慧啊。
I really feel the words in the Bible are so wise.
所以主说你们爱身体，主的话说你们爱身子就是爱自己了。
Then the Lord says, whenever you love your body, you love yourself.
你会不会说这样不吃岂不是也是自私吗？带着自私的动机啊。
Do you think, then you might ask, maybe this does sound a little bit selfish?
你为了爱自己，所以爱太太。
You love your wife because you love yourself.
而且你不用这样想。
Please don't think this way.
你能够爱你的太太像保养身体一样，你非得十字架，非得 agape， 你做不到的。
Without agape love, it's impossible to love your wife as you love your own body.
当我们真正用 agape 的爱来爱的时候
，But whenever we use agape love to love your wife,
家早就已经改了。
Then our family would be changed.
所以 Rick Warren 在他书上写了一句话
So Rick Warren once wrote in his book.
那跟我们中国话这个有点类似。他说，不是别人家的草比较绿，也不是我们家的草比较绿。
So Rick Warren once said that it's not that others, grass are greener or our grass are greener.
而是哪边水浇的多，哪边就比较绿。
Whoever waters more, the grass will be greener.
所以今天我们，你觉得家里面妻子不够爱，不够顺服，或是我们的家不够像个家，其实是我们自己出了问题。
So if you think that your wives are not submissive or your family are not that good, the problem is you.
别人家的草比较绿，是因为别人家的主人常常浇水。
If other person's grass is greener, it's because they water the lawn more.
如果我们先像保养自己身体一样的，先像爱自己的家一样先浇水，你自己看看结果。
If we love our family just like ourselves, and then we will water and nourish us.Then you will see the result.
所以彼得前书也告诉我们，我们是跟妻子一同在这里承受生命之恩。
First Peter tells us that our wives are heirs together with us.
神造了一个配偶来帮助我们。
And God has prepared a helper comparable to us.
但是责任却是在我们身上。
But yet the responsibility is on us.
那姊妹们，神给你们排的角度既然是帮助。
And sisters, because God has given you a role of helper.
神造你们是从弟兄身上取出来的肋骨。
And God created you by God formed you from a rib.
所以礼拜五我的小组有个人交通，既然是肋骨，就不要暴露在外面，不要去当头。
So last Friday, someone shared, since we are a rib, therefore let's not expose ourselves and be a head.
我们就是扮演我们的角色。
Let's play our role correctly.
帮助我的弟兄可以完整 complete, 因为肋骨取出来他就不完全了。
And then help our husbands to be complete because he was missing a rib.
我们能够怎么样在主的面前能够真正的帮助我们的弟兄。
So that we can help our brothers and our husbands in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，婚姻幸福的路其实只有一条。
So there is only one way to happy marriage.
就是让十字架掌权。
That cross will reign in our marriage.
让基督真是在我们家居首位。
That Christ will indeed have the first place.
丈夫在基督的爱里面舍己，全心的爱你的妻子。
So that husbands will be in God's love, lay down ourselves.
姊妹在十字架的底下也学习绝对的顺服，如同顺服主。
And wives will submit to the husbands as to the Lord under the cross.
我相信神决定祝福我们的家。
I'm sure the Lord will surely bless our family.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。